the superintendent from the RBB,
Dr. Mike Wilcox.
Hello, Dr. Mike. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you, fellas?
Hey, thanks for making the shift in the schedule for us this morning. We're going to have Coach Todd Yeagley from the IU men's soccer program on about 8:35, so we wanted to make sure we got all of our great community folks with us this morning. And RBB's been very busy, as we know. School's, well, geez, 2 full months almost in. My goodness, things are going along. We've got test scores to talk about. You've got an elementary school that's I don't want to say causing some problems, but let's talk about Steinsville for a minute, because we saw that in the paper last week. For folks who didn't see that story, give us an update on what's happening over there.
Sure, that's part of our long-range planning. We've talked about many things looking ahead, as and we've talked about that here on the radio here, that we have been working on our long-range planning and since about April. And you know, one of the things that came up was the long-range viability of the Steinsville building, and what makes you know, there's a lot of things that go into that decision that, that make it difficult, and there's no easy decision that's going to come out of that as we move forward. You know, on one hand, our folks that that their kids go there, or maybe they graduated from there, they lived out there. I understand exactly where they're coming from on the emotional side. As a student, as a fifth grader over in Decatur County at fifth grade, when they closed St. Paul and consolidated, I was in school at that time. My mom and dad had graduated from there, and I understand that part of it, because as I was talking with one of our parents yesterday, you know, looking ahead, when a small town in Indiana, especially, loses their school 9 out of 10 times, that little town dries up, and that's tough. And the other part of that is that, you know, people are thinking back that the school plays such a great part of their life, maybe the greatest time or year or moment or split second of their life maybe happened in that building, or maybe that's when they fell in love, or maybe that's, you know, their greatest memory of childhood. And you know, next to losing a loved one, there's nothing more that tugs at your heart sometimes than losing your local school or the possibility of that. So I certainly get that part of it. And then the other half is being the superintendent of schools, that you're you know, challenged with, you know, keeping the school in good financial situation and keeping things you know, in the black and as much as possible and all. And when you look at the figures that we've shared, you know, we're looking at one student to educate at Steinsville is about $8,400 a year, and at EIS and EPS it's about $4,800 and $4,900 a year between those two buildings. So when you're bringing in 5,700, when you have your ADM count to put towards that, you know, that's tough. And when you all add all that up, what above and beyond what that's costing us out of the general fund for a year's time, it's over $600,000.
Mike, when will the decision be made finally?
We're going to have we have three meetings coming up in October. We have the October 16th regular board meeting, and we'll take care of our regular stuff. Then that Wednesday, the 18th, we will have a work session out at Steinsville in the gym on the 18th, and then we have a special meeting the following Monday, the 23rd, that I will make a recommendation at that point to the board.
Bottom line is, it's all financial.
You know, that's a huge part of it, if not all of it, yes.
Dr. Mike Wilcox.
All of that rolled together makes that an awesome task and tough recommendation and a tough decision on it for our 5 board members.
And part of the decision could be that you close Steinsville and move those students into the existing RBB elementary schools?
Yes, that is a possibility, yes.
Well, it's a tough one, isn't it, Mike?
Absolutely.
It is. And, you know, we've looked at that possibility and the what ifs. Okay, what would that look like? And, you know, the teachers would if that would happen, the teachers would move with the kids. So our individual class sizes would change, you know, less than probably on an average one per kid, you know, and that would be the figuring in if, you know, people moving out or people moving in, and then we would be just if you know, you divide the 141 kids that we have out there, if we divided those between the two buildings, you know, that's, you know, a little bit less than 75 a piece, and that puts us just a little bit over where we were a couple of years ago in those buildings before. We had the one drop there after we lost about 100 kids there to the charter schools. I've mentioned a number of times. So that would put us just a little bit over where we were a couple of years ago there. So in the short term, that's very doable. And like I said, I want to emphasize many think the decision has already been made, and that's not true. We were good listeners the other night, and like I said, this is a tough decision.
And it shouldn't be an easy decision. You mentioned all the factors why, and again, that's going to take some time to think about, and that's going to be coming up on the meeting of the 18th. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh huh.
Now, meantime, yeah, you have a budget for RBB that you're going to be dealing with at your next board meeting?
Yeah, we're going to approve that. We have a total budget of just over $28 million, pretty close to last year. We have about $3 million even for capital projects. We have just under $18 million of that is for a general fund. And also, our count for general fund, as I mentioned, we're up about 41 over last year, which takes away from the 100 that we had lost the year before, and also that just puts us within about 60 of where we were a couple of years ago. So that helps, and we want to thank the people that help me with that, planning. For example, our maintenance director, Arnie Caldwell, and what we're going to need for capital projects. Audrey Myers, our transportation director, and looking at the bus replacement plan, and all those good folks that I work with every day that are a big part of RBB.
We're speaking with Dr. Mike Wilcox, the superintendent of the Richland Bean Blossom School System. And Dr. Mike, you're embargoed, but can you give us a hint on how those test scores that are going to be released, October 5th, how you're looking in RBB?
Yeah, we are very excited that the not our test scores are up, and the growth, they look at two things, of course, the overall performance, which we're up in that, and they also take into account growth, and our growth is very, very good. So we can't share individual building grades yet, but I can tell you that all five of our buildings are going to be very happy.
Good. Now, you have a fall break in your school system. When is that, and how does that work out?
Don't show up for school, number one.
Yeah.
That's how it works out. Sleep in, number two.
That first significant break, that's right. Everybody's looking forward to that already. We are the second week of October, and we just go 1 week in the fall. And like I said, the second week of October there, and we've had a great first 9 weeks, and they're looking forward to that, and as I always say, I'd be fibbing to say if the adults weren't looking forward to it also for a couple days away with their families.
Now, the IHSA has had its draw already for some of the fall sports, and RBB is right in there with tournaments.
Yeah, it's coming up. They've rearranged some of our tournaments. We go We go more southeast, speaking in general terms, we go more southeast with our new draws. So we've gone south and west the last couple years. And a couple years ago, we said if we go any direction but southwest, we'll be happy. And we went southwest, don't you know. So we were pleased that to go a little bit the other direction. You know, it's our kids compete and compete hard and play well and always represent us well. But you know, it's a little bit better if we go more southeast. You know, there's a couple outstanding teams in our sectional that we hope we don't draw right out of the gate. But if we do, we do. And but there's you know, three or four other teams in there that if they draw us, they're gonna have their hands full, and also in any of those sports, we're just looking forward to that. Our kids are like I said, have had a really good fall, and I think we're gonna have some kids that are still competing in first of November, so that's exciting.
Well, don't blink this afternoon. It's the Monroe County meet, and you've got two cross-country runners that have been running past everybody this year, so that'll be a great meet with the county schools involved. Ann Alyssa Crane is flying. Austin Haskett is flying. We've got South and North kids. That should be a great competition tonight, and more fun stuff happening, as we know. When September turns into October, you're right, all the draws come out. You've got tennis and soccer and everything else right around the corner. So senior night, I believe, is coming up as well. So well, you've got all kinds of things. How was the Ellisville Fall Festival? Last thing we'll wrap up with you.
It went really, really well, and I just had a quick snapshot from my corner of the world. I was my assistant superintendent, Jerry Sanders, covered probably 85% of that for me. I was out of town. I actually, this past Saturday, preached a wedding in Anderson and had the rehearsal and all the night before, so that took me away personally, but only good reports and great performances by all of our performing arts on the Thursday night to kick it off, and of course, our folks here just going on and on about all the good food, so... So all the reports into me, besides my little snapshot of it, was all positive.
Great.
Dr. Mike, how you doing with your rehab on your surgery?
It's going really well. You know, I appreciate you guys asking. As far as hip pain in my right hip, it's gone. So that's fantastic. And then I have the second one coming up November 1st.
Oh boy!
So. I'm ready. I'm ready for that. And
now, did you have a coupon? Buy one, get one free. How did that work out?
You know, I actually asked the doctor that, and he just didn't answer me.
No, so I know, but you were right, though.
I don't know if he didn't think that was funny, or if he thought that was a really dumb question. So I don't know.
Oh man. we're glad you're on the. Hey, when you said the two magic words, no pain. That's what we like to hear, and hopefully, round number two can take care of that as well.
Exactly. And, you know, to everyone out there, if you're having a knee or hip pain and the doctor recommends that, from my experience, don't put it off. I waited too long. I should have done it 3 or 4 years ago and all. But if that's recommended to you, from my experience, don't put it off. Get it done. You will be so glad.
Excellent. Well, we're great to hear you're on the road to recovery, just so you have enough recovery to get back on the road to recovery coming up in November. We'll talk to you before then, and we'll give you good wishes to get you on your way. Thanks for your time, as always, this morning.
Oh, thank you, guys. Appreciate it, as always, all you do for us.